Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line right now, LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron. Coach, thanks for the time.
What's up, guys?
Look, hey.
All right, Coach O.
We're just excited to have football of any variety. That's a positive for sure. Coach, have they explained how they're going to – you guys are only playing eight games. How are you going to get to 10?
Yeah, you know, we haven't talked about it in length. We had some meetings. We heard that this may come to a vote today, which I'm glad it did. It means we played football. I think that we're going to probably add two teams from the East. I don't know if they're going to keep the schedule the same or they're going to switch it up or whatever. I heard we start September 26th. So I'm sure the SEC has a plan and probably will tell us next week. But, you know, I'm excited, man. Anytime you can play 10 SEC opponents, the best conference in all of football, what a great challenge for us, but we're going to be ready. The thing that, you know, I'm a little disappointed in, like playing Nickel State, you know, and, you know, I know they count on that money, and I wanted to help the state schools and, and, you know, playing Texas. We wanted to play Texas again and go and play Rice in Houston because of our recruiting. And but you know what? We'll get back to that next year. This is the schedule we're going to have. So we're going to give it our best shot at this schedule.
And, Coach O, you know how when you prepare and, you know, first things first, you might say Texas, San Antonio, whatever the schedule might be. Then all of a sudden it's pushed back to the latter part of September. And you're playing the Ole Miss Rebels, and boy, and I'm looking at then you have an open date, and I don't know, you might not want to comment on this, but I kind of like having the open date before Florida than Alabama, considering I think how that should be a big challenge. I know you don't want to put the cart before the horse because you look at of SEC play, but the Florida Gators they look pretty stout, and I kind of like where that bye week's falling right now.
Yeah. And you know, Bobby, I haven't seen the schedule yet, but if that's a bye week, look, when I was looking at the schedule, and, you know, that's really going to be our first hard road game, our first test for Miles Brennan 2 years ago. We did not play very well there. We had a chance to win in the end, but Joe didn't have his best game. We had too many pre-snap penalties. That's going to give us a little bit more time to prepare for Florida. But let me say this to you. Because of the COVID, our staff has prepared for every team on our schedule. And we already have our game plans done. So most of those game plans are going to work. Now we're going to have to get two more game plans for two more new opponents. But we're going to be ready. That's going to give us a lot of time to prepare, a lot of time in camp. We got 3 extra weeks to prepare, which we didn't get spring ball. I think it's going to help all the football teams.
Now, Coach O, almost don't you take the approach, and I think you challenge the players this way. Hey, it's all about competition. Y'all grew up as a little boy. You might be playing in the backyard, or you might be playing, like you said, I think in a cow pasture. You know, obviously you don't want those bad feels, but I remember La Rose cut off junior high, the Rocka Chas. You remember that?
I remember that. So when it was yesterday.
When you're going, when you go and compete, hey, just tell me where I got to go and just go play the game.
That's right. You know, and again, you know, our guys have had the mindset, Bobby. I'm proud of our football team. I'm proud of our coaching staff. We haven't blinked. You know, there's a lot of noise out there, but we didn't let it affect. Today we had one of our best practices. Every time I've asked these guys to focus in on the task at hand, they have. Now we know what's in front of us, which is good. The schedule is going to be laid out. We can look at it. I can talk to the team. Our practices are going to be laid out. We're just happy that we're getting to play.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. The SEC has gone to a 10-game conference schedule only. And, Coach, if it stands and the schedule stays the same right now, you guys are expected to open at home against Ole Miss on September 26th. I know you guys won that game last year, and I know it's last year, but the way you won it kind of left a sour taste in your mouth a little bit?
Oh, no question. We couldn't stop the quarterback run. And he's an excellent quarterback. And, you know, one of the things that Lane Kiffin does well, he is an expert at running the football game, running the football, quarterback runs, and putting his players at best position. So, obviously, it's going to be a challenge. But you know what? You know, since Bo's come in, we've made some adjustments. So, we're doing on defense 4-3. And there's a lot of practices that we have walked through already against quarterback runs because that hurt us last year. I think we're going to be better prepared to stop the quarterback run this year.
Now, Coach O, when you look at and I think how things have come about, now, they might have jumped the gun a little bit, that being the Big Ten and the Pac-12 when they announced they were playing conference-only schedules, maybe a little early. I thought, well, when you break it down with SEC, you look at the ACC, and I think the Big 12 is going to follow as far as conference-only. To explain to the fans, I mean, to me, it's common sense. Conference only would be, and you brought up about Nicholls State and all that, but it seems like conference only would be more like you'd have a league. You look at the Power Five, kind of like what you have in the NFL. Everybody knows what they have to do and what they have to do to protect their players, and so maybe not worried about those outside influences. Now you can have a slip-up, but everyone knows the rules and what they're playing within the SEC. So that's why when I look at even the Big Ten or Pac-12, so is that where conference play comes into being? Because we all know what the different universities we're playing for, they're abiding by the same rules going forward.
That's exactly right. And I do believe that was the commissioner's idea. You know, we have control. Obviously, the SEC is going to follow the SEC rules. And one of the biggest question, Bobby, is testing. When we're going to test, how frequent are we going to test, tracking, who gets quarantined, who gets put out, how many people do you need to play a game? We still got a lot of things to clear up. What happens when you have a certain amount of kids not ready to play? Are you able to replace that game? So there's a lot of things that I know the commissioner and the SEC is going to have to answer for. But you're exactly right. We control every school in the SEC as far as travel. We have the same rules. Officials, we have the same rule. When we are testing, when they are quarantined, all that stuff. So I think it makes it easier and it makes it safer for our football players.
Now, Coach O, when I look at this, and I think this could come into play, you look at number of games. Whether you play in, 12 games or you play in 10, and who knows what happens, and a game gets suspended, and maybe you're only playing 8 or 9. It just seems like that they would take into consideration who you played, but how a winning percentage. It seems like that's a new in vogue thing right now, whether it's Major League Baseball, whatever the competition, NBA, that they're going to go by winning percentage and whether you have a chance to play in the postseason or obviously, you go to a Power Six bowl or whatever it might be.
Exactly right, Bob. I think that's one way to measure it. I think another way to measure it, if we start early enough, that if a team would miss a game, and I think they're going to push the championship game back. I'm not sure about all that, but maybe there's a week in between that there'd be a chance for a makeup game. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's a lot of variables.
That makes sense, yep.
Yeah, but there's a lot of variables. Hey, I just got two words to say, adapt and adjust.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, it could take 24, 48 hours, and all you could do is have the team ready to play when they're called upon.
That's it, and let all those other guys make those decisions, but my job is to get this team ready. I'll tell you what, I love this team. I love the job Tommy Moffitt did. We're in great shape. I love our coaching staff. Scott Linehan's doing a tremendous job. this freshman class is one of the most talented class I've seen. Miles Brennan's looking good. Obviously, we got to put it all together and play. But I love being around this team. I love that work ethic of these coaches.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, here you are in the camp a little bit, but now you know you're going to have a little bit more time before you have to be ready for the opener. Are you going to adjust anything, maybe a few more scrimmages, anything like that?
Sure. You know, we play preseason games, you know, Bob, just like in the NFL. And we have usually three preseason games on a Saturday. It's against ourselves, obviously, but we make right. a game like, and now we're going to push that back. You know, we're going to push that back a couple of weeks. And then it all depends when they start us, let us practice. First of all, you know, one of the things I think we did very well last year is our team was fresh. And they weren't tired. They were fresh for the championship game. And we're going to follow the same format we use in the bowl. Maybe practice 4 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and give them Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off and come back the next week. But, you know, we only got 2 weeks of camp, and then school starts, Bobby. It's not like in Northwestern. It seemed like we had 6 weeks of darn camp. I don't remember that. You know, we only got 2 weeks of camp. So I would hope that we start on time and they give us some flexibility to have more days off. But I think our guys do need to practice. We don't need to beat them up, but we need the execution.
Now, Coach O, you talk about classes. Now, I guess it could vary different parts of the country, north, south, east, west, but what is your understanding? Because it seems like, not that you want to separate the players from a college atmosphere or the campus, but I guess this day and age you want to. Are they taking, like, virtual classes, or would they be required to go maybe in a traditional classroom, even though they might be social distancing? Can they take all their classes virtually, maybe not have that exposure to hand to the team?
Yeah, you know, Bobby, that decision hasn't totally been made, but what we're hearing is going to be a little bit of both. And there hasn't been a final answer there, obviously, but school's approaching. And then, again, whatever they tell us to do, we're going to do. But you know what? We've got a great testing system. We've got a great protocol here. I feel that our guys feel very – very safe when they're with us, and that, you know, whatever comes, we can handle. The guys have done a great job of it.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron, thank you so much for the time, man.
Anytime, guys. Go Tigers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.